Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisune the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Yes, indeed. Our club scene, the point in the show every week where we talk to somebody from the local community about their club and all of the work that they're doing. And I'm delighted this week to be joined by the president of Corinthians Hockey Club, Paul Stapleton. Paul, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Reg.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, you know, it's one of those things, every week we're talking to different people about their clubs and how everything is going. And Corinthians Hockey Club, based in St. Columba's College in Dublin, of course. Tell us a little bit about the history. How long have you been established?
The club was originally started by past pupils of Kingston Grammar School back in 1934, believe it or not.
Wow.
And for the first number of years were based up in Fairhouse Road, which would be up there, and that was the grounds that was held by Leinster Branch, and there was a few clubs that were using that facility, and that was sold then for development in the 80s.
Yeah.
So then we were homeless for a short period until we managed to come to an agreement with Columbus College.
Yeah.
So they provided the ground very generously, and on a lease basis, we provide the facility, and they use it during the daytime, and obviously we have it after that.
And how many pitches would you have up there?
We only have one pitch for ourselves, and they have their own pitch. So there's two pitches there.
Right.
Their second pitch would be sand base, which is actually due for a change now at the moment.
Yeah.
But that's a great overflow for us, you know what I mean? Because we have a lot of use and a lot of demand on the pitch.
I can imagine, yeah. I see it. I mean, I suppose for people who wouldn't be familiar with the hockey scene, they may not actually realise how big of a league that there is and the demand for it across male and female, in particular female through the school system as well. It traditionally probably would be the sport that a lot of schools would have taken on in the greater Dublin area, hockey in particular, for women.
Absolutely. And like, we would now have underage, we've 24 underage teams going from under 8s right through to under 18s. Of that, and we work 55 coaches to manage that 470 kids. It's quite extraordinary. And, you know, there are 13 girls groups and the 8 boys groups through that junior session. So it's hugely a family orientated thing. We have a lot of parents who help out with regards to coaching. And we have some TYA students, and then we obviously have paid coaches as well within that group. So it's a huge endeavor for that's just for the underage.
Yeah.
And then on the senior side we have 4 ladies sides and 4 men's sides, and they're, you know, they're all competing very, very well at the top levels and just doing well. But it's the sport is exploding, to be honest. I really believe it is, you know, the answer to a lot of people's prayers when it comes to fitness, longevity of your ability to play so long.
Yeah.
And to start so young. So it's
and what do you think is the main factor for that? I know there's been great visual, you know, vision of the club, and it's been front and centre with the likes of the Olympics and the World Cups and good performances and qualifications and all that kind of stuff over recent years. Maybe people who hadn't thought about hockey or knew anything about it probably getting to see it and see the game. So is down to that kind of awareness?
That's been a huge promotion to it. It really has helped. I suppose initially there was this feeling that was elitist and that was just for certain schools that played it, and beyond that there wasn't any real involvement. And then it just slowly began to spread. The profile got better and better. And now you find that people are gravitating towards it as a sport that you can play very well, that you can join at any time, that is real family orientated, that's really inclusive, and that you can continue to play. I mean, we have players playing well into their 50s, you know what I mean? So it's a fabulous sport from that point of view. Stay fit, enjoy the game, you know, and very few injuries, really, you know what I mean?
The other thing about it, which I always found intriguing, was I probably had a bias that it was for a certain type of athlete. Certainly, I wouldn't have been that athlete. But then I looked at Nick Popplewell, who was another prop, big man, and I was kind of, and he played hockey at very, very high levels, obviously.
Yeah.
So I always thought you'd have to be much smaller build, slight, wiry, fast, nippy type of thing. But obviously, all builds, shapes, and sizes can play it.
All builds, shapes, and sizes really is inclusive. And you're absolutely right. I mean, my own background was rugby, and it was late when I got into playing hockey, because it was something I could continue to play after. I couldn't take the Monday mornings the anymore from the rugby. So it was brilliant from that point of view. And yet you had that whole team spirit, bit of crack, you know what I mean, on the Saturday, and you had your game and your training sessions, and it was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And is it hard in this day and age, finance obviously being so difficult to come by, I suppose. Is it hard to keep the club going, or do you find that, you know, you've got a good membership base and you're able to sustain that?
Yeah, we have a fabulous membership base. We've kind of up on, you know, as with the juniors and everything else, we're up 800 members.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay. So that's a large membership for us. And then on top of that, people are very, very good to get involved, and the volunteerism is really alive and well, I find, in the club. The other thing that probably hit us hardest over the last while, and everybody complains about, is the likes of electricity and the flood lighting. That's hugely expensive, you know, and can be really difficult to manage.
And there's a lot of maintenance on those pitches as well, as sand-based pitches.
And these are our main pitches are water-based.
Okay.
And so it's you've got a watering system, you've got your lights, obviously, and you've got the pitch. Yeah. And every 12 years, we've got to replace it. Yeah. So it's you're constantly preparing for the next phase that of fundraising.
Ahead.
And every year, you're thinking, okay, that's now we've another 6 years, we've another 5 years, we've another, and you have to have that money in place. And we do get loans from Leinster Branch, etc., which help us, you know, through those periods. But obviously, they have to be paid back over that period.
And what was the greatest achievement so far of the club, do you think, over going back over the years? I think the women's team, did they win the Corinthian the Junior Cup?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. No, and the men won the Irish Junior Cup as well several times. And look, we've had our days in the sun, and we've had some great victories. I would say that in recent times, the achievement of getting up into the very top league and being able to fight in those leagues has been a huge achievement, and has shown the progression of the club. And I now see the juniors kind of coming behind, the young under 21s and under, you know, those guys are really kind of beginning to show through. And you're looking at the future as being very bright. Whereas in the past, you might have been looking at the second and third team of guys on the way down and older guys, you know what I mean? So that has changed.
Oh, that's good. Of course, we have to give a quick mention to Alison Meek, of course, the Ireland's women's international that you
absolutely
have in the club.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, anybody who's come through the club, you know, between the Longs and the Meeks and anybody who's been there, obviously they look up to people like that and they are great figureheads.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's been a real pleasure, Paul, talking to you, and delighted to hear about the club and all of the successes that you're having. Long may they last and continue for Corinthians Hockey Club. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comishune the Man, with the television license fee on Sunshine 106.8.